listening to The Bobby Hill Report on Anchor. Liberty, we'll defend. Good morning, y'all. Thanks for joining me again for another podcast. I'm Bobby Hill. Today's Friday, November 6, 2020. 3 days post-election. Still no declared winner. Yesterday on the podcast, I was frustrated, to say the least. I was really frustrated. And like I said, it's not necessarily that Biden's going to win, because we're going to end up in gridlock is the way it looks. So even if he gets in there and Harris takes his place and they put some far left leaning nut job in at VP, they're not going to get anything done, which is both good and bad. Well, I guess when government isn't doing anything, that's good, but they're getting paid to do nothing. And they're also still raising the debt. That's not helping. But yeah, like, I'm just genuinely pissed off because of the voter fraud due to the failing election system. And it seems like the last 4 years were not spent to work on that, because, you know, I'm not a fool. I know that both sides are going to try to commit voter fraud. All sides, really. It doesn't matter what party it is, but it's going to happen. And it's because we have a system which allows it to continue happening. So what do you do to stop that? Well, stop bending rules for special situations like Democrat viruses, pandemics. You have to keep a close watch. You know, we don't. But who's going to watch the watchers? And therein lies the inherent problem, is that people aren't perfect. So people aren't perfect. They don't have enough integrity. And we're all the same way. I mean, we all have slip-ups of integrity from time to time. We all lie, even if it's just a little tiny lie. To save yourself some aggravation, you're going to lie. Or an argument, you know. And if you're a married man or woman, you know what I mean. Oh, man. I love that coffee. Yep, I drink the same coffee out of the same mug every morning. It never fails me. Not like our government. Mm-mm. So, Trump, he said he saw it coming. He saw the voter fraud coming. Now this is where it falls on him. And he's allowed it. You know? And now, I guess he did a presser yesterday. I saw a couple clips on Twitter. And he said something about letting the Supreme Court throw out the votes that were counted after, I don't know if it was after Election Day, which makes sense because there are so many votes in there that are mixed up dates. Obviously, the ballots are not in their packaging, right? So we're not going to know which ballot was turned in late, because that ballot does not count, regardless of what you think. So that's the situation here. And who knows, you know, there might be a million ballots out there that should have been cast for another party. I don't know. I mean, they could still count them, but they shouldn't count towards the election. And with that, we're going to take a short advertising. So people don't trust the government. They don't trust the election system. Half the people don't like the Electoral College. A lot of people do, especially those of us who live in more rural places. We shouldn't have to be, you know, like I said, the whole two wolves and a sheep. We shouldn't have to live by I guess, because the bigger cities are where the leftists live. So why should we all be controlled by them? And speaking of leftists, and I'm just going to say this once, and then I'm done with it, because, you know, and I still believe that the left and the right, the blue and red, it's all the same. When you get to the top, it's all the same. They're all best friends. The people who perpetrate voter fraud, regardless of the outcome of elections, it should be investigated. These people should be hunted down and found and tried. And they should suffer the consequences, because I don't think that they do. I don't think that they do that. If you know, let's say somebody approaches you at maybe a union meeting or a Democratic Party meeting and says, oh, what do you do for work, or, you know, whatever, or that, you know, they approach you about checking mailboxes, or, you know, especially if you work for the post office, hey, who are you voting for? Who do you support? You know, Donald Trump's a racist, or whatever. Or it could go the other way. Hey, Joe Biden's a pedophile. You know, we can't let him win. So they'll try to coerce you into, playing the game. The cheating game. And if you're one of those people who was approached and you participated in fraudulent activity, you need to let someone know before they let you know, because it's going to be 10 times worse. It's going to be so bad. You know, I mean, it's a big deal. It's a very big deal. What's the whole point? It's almost like starting a forest fire, you know, because you're talking about millions and tens of millions of dollars people have donated to their campaign, and then to hold rallies and get around the country with their buses or their planes, and that is a waste of resources. So you basically stole money from people. But, and you know what? It's not up for me to decide. It's not up to me. But to you. To the people. I'm sure to many, a lot of what I say probably sounds outlandish, crazy, impossible, but to me, watching people make the same mistakes, do the same thing over and over and over, that is outlandish, crazy, impossible. How can we keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results? No, that's not how it works. Things do have to change. And we had an opportunity to bring actual change in 2012. But it was stolen. It was stolen away, the possibility that a good, ethical, morally sound politician, it was taken from that. We were robbed of that, the people. And we got 4 years. We've got 4 years to get somebody with integrity and ethics and morals. And personally, I'm looking at people like Congressman Massey, Thomas Massey, I believe his 4th district of out of Kentucky. I think he's been serving there since, at least as a congressman, since 2012 or 2011. And he's like a younger Ron Paul. You know, he's a Republican, but he's a libertarian. And I hope that he's got the fight, the will to want to serve. And I think it's possible. I think, we've got this idiot about to be president, this sick, demented guy, you know, this another, I don't know. But we got to look forward now. And a lot of people are saying, like Republicans and stuff, they've already rolled over. You know, a lot of Republican supporters that I'm friends with that are like local city council and stuff, they're like, oh, well, he tried, you know. So they've pretty much thrown in the towel. So that means, I mean, it's pretty much over. I'm not saying that they speak for everybody, but they are what I would call like the sensible Republican. They're like, yeah, Trump screwed up. It's over. Biden wins. So, even though we don't really know what's going to happen the next few weeks, months, for me, it's done. It's over. I think for most people, it's done. We know who's in the White House. And I want to get back to focusing on the libertarianism, you know, because that's who I am. I'm not a one of those diehard Trump supporters. I never really was. But this show, this podcast, really, when I started it, the Bobby Hill Report, it's been a couple weeks now. I started it with the intention of just kind of pointing out the media manipulation and all of the corruption involved with elections and all this stuff. You know, even though, again, I'm friends with a lot of people who supported Trump, and there were, like I said, some good things Trump did. And I pointed out, you know, he did have a lot of good minority support from Blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans. There's even a couple pro-Trump Native American groups out there. So, in some respect, yeah, you know, they saw something in him. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I guess I can see that. But fiscally, nah. No, he's not the guy. And I think, moving forward, that's something we need to, you know, just stop rolling over and saying, yeah, just keep piling on trillions of dollars. We need a more libertarian point of view. And I would ask my friends, listeners, to look up the word liberty, find out what it means to be a libertarian, not just the party, the Libertarian Party, because they have moved away from what it means to be libertarian in all aspects of the term. And that's what the Bobby Hill report is all about. Liberty we'll defend for everybody. Everybody. Not just one group of people, not just one color. We have a responsibility to look out for each other. Pure and simple. And the only way to do that is if everyone's free. We need freedom. Pure liberty. And some people are going to say that's crazy. But liberty is crazy. It's unsafe. But it's actually secure. An armed society is a plate society, as they say. So, I want to thank everybody for listening today. And you can give me feedback on anchor.fm, leave a verbal message, or write to me at thebobbyhillreport@outlook.com. You can listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, just like a variety of different platforms. And, you know, please keep coming back, because I think these next 4 years are going to be very interesting. Very interesting. All right, everybody. Have a good weekend.